This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha today passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. It aims to regulate online gaming by prohibiting harmful money gaming services while encouraging e-sports and social games. While moving the bill, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that the legislation aims to protect people from harmful online money gaming services that are posing a serious concern in the society as they create addiction leading to financial frauds and cheating.
ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स जो कि आज समाज में बड़ा चिंता का विषय बना है कई ऐसे परिवार है कई ऐसे व्यक्ति है जिनको ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स के कारण एक एडिक्शन हो जाता है जिंदगी भर की बचत गेम में उड़ा दी जाती है फ्रॉड और चीटिंग एल्गोरिदम्स ऐसे होते हैं कि पता नहीं चलता कि कौन किसके साथ खेल रहा है और एल्गोरिदम्स होते हैं हार निश्चय हो जाती है फाइनेंशियल लॉसेस माननीय अध्यक्ष जी कई परिवार नष्ट हुए एक्सट्रीम केसेस हुए सुसाइड भी हुई समाज में जो बहुत एक बड़ी बुराई आ रही है उससे बचने के लिए ये बिल लाया गया
Earlier in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah introduced key bills in the Lok Sabha amid uproar by opposition parties over various issues including Special Intensive Revision or SIR drive of electoral roll. The bills include the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025. The bills have proposed that if the Prime Minister, Union Ministers, or chief ministers are arrested and detained in custody for 30 consecutive days for offences that attract a jail term of at least 5 years, they will lose their job on the 31st day. Opposition parties, including the Congress, AIMIM, and Samajwadi Party, opposed the introduction of these bills, terming them unconstitutional and anti-federal. Later, the House referred the bills to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the next generation of GST reforms will usher in India's journey towards becoming an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister made this statement while addressing the group of ministers, GOMs, constituted by the GST Council on Compensation Cess, Health and Life Insurance, and Rate Rationalization in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Ministry of Finance said that these reforms are based on three key pillars, including structural reforms, rate rationalization, and ease of living were proposed to the GOMs. India today successfully test-fired intermediate range ballistic missile Agni 5 from the integrated test range in Chandipur off the Orissa coast. In a statement, the Defence Ministry informed that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. It added that the launch was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists, including 10 females, surrendered before the security forces across the state today. They were carrying a reward of about 55 lakh rupees. Of those who surrendered, 21 Maoists laid down arms in the Dantewada district, while 8 surrendered in Narayanpur district. Each surrendered Maoist has been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees under the state government's rehabilitation policy. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people have been killed in a road accident in Herat province. Officials said the accident occurred last night when a passenger bus carrying Afghan refugees returning from Iran collided with a motorbike and a mini truck on a highway. The crash caused the bus to catch fire, making identification of many bodies difficult. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region tomorrow. It also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Maharashtra and the northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.